Today is the 23rd February 2005. Today we will deal with the Four Noble Truths. How the Four Noble Truths is applied to the practice of mindfulness and meditation, vipassana meditation, we should rightly understand. Before we deal with the Four Noble Truths, we should continue our Dhamma talk about everlasting soul or self, Atta and Anatta. Yesterday, when we explained Kankha Vitrana Visuddhi, purification, overcoming doubt, then we have to explain the history of Atta and how the people have the idea of Atta, everlasting soul or self. In that discourse, we mentioned Sasata deity. Sasata deity, eternalism. I'll repeat it. According to Brahmanism, there's a creator, Mahabrahma. He has different names. He is called Mahabrahma. Then another one says Pitamaha. Most of the most common name is Aishara or Ishwara. In Hindu language, it's called Ishwara. In Sanskrit, too, Ishwara. When it is transcribed in Pali language, it's called Aishara. This Aishara is a creator, Mahabrahma. According to Brahmanism, Hinduism. And also he is called Pajyapati. Pajya means living beings, creatures. Pati means the owner. So Pajyapati means the owner of living beings or creatures. Because this creator, Mahabrahma, creates the whole world, including living beings. So he is called the owner of living beings, Pajapati. After Mahabrahma has created all the world, the whole world, non-living thing and all living beings, he put into each living being small Adha, which is called Jiva Adha. When each individual being has Jiva Adha in his body, he becomes alive. As I explained to you yesterday, this is Jiva Atta, small soul, never dies. It is indestructible. It is nitya, permanent, sasata. This atta, everlasting soul, is called in some country as Vinyan. In English, it is called soul, self, or spirit. In our Myanmar, this everlasting soul, Jiva Atta, is also called butterfly. Though it's a butterfly, it is not a real butterfly, it's a personification. But in some of the Western country, this is soul, Jiva Atta, is called butterfly, real butterfly. So if someone has died, then about, say, 2 or 3 days after his death, then the people see a butterfly, especially black butterfly, resting on the table or on the wall. Then they said, now he has come. He has come means that the person who has died has come. So this Jiva Atta, everlasting soul, never dies. It cannot be destroyed. When the person in whom this Jiva Atta lives died, Jiva Atta, everlasting soul, go out of this dead body and takes another body and leads another existence. This is called reincarnation. So this everlasting soul, after it has come out of the dead body and reincarnate in another body, so it's called reincarnation. So it is that Jiva Atta, everlasting soul, is regarded as a permanent nature, everlasting. According to the Buddha's teaching, there is nothing which is a permanent, which is a nitya, sasata, or everlasting. Everything arises and passes away, so everything is impermanent, anicca. So this idea of an everlasting soul is contradictory to the Buddha's teaching. This idea of an everlasting soul is, the Buddha said, sasada deity, eternalism. When the meditator practices mindfulness meditation, vipassana meditation, by being aware of, by being mindful of whatever arises in his body and mind, as it really occurs, when the mindfulness becomes a continuous, a constant and powerful, then the concentration also becomes deeper and deeper on the object of meditation. When concentration is deep enough, the insight that arises together that concentrate with the concentrated mind becomes penetrating. Then that insight realizes arising and passing away of mentality, of physicality, which is observed. For example, when a meditator observes the rising movement and falling movement of the abdomen, when he observes it attentively, precisely, gradually his mindfulness becomes sharp and powerful, continuous and constant. Then the mind also more and more deeply concentrated on each movement of a rising process and each movement of a falling process. Then he comes to realize there is a rising movement. Then the mind that notes it. There's a falling movement. There's the mind notes it or observes it. In this way, gradually, he very clearly differentiates between the rising movement and the noting mind, the falling movement and the noting mind. Rising movement is one process, the noting mind is another process. Falling movement is another process. The noting mind is another process. In this way, he comes to realize differentiate between the object and subject. The object rising process and falling process. The subject, the noting mind. Then he doesn't identify either rising falling process or the noting mind with a person, a being, itself or itself. He does not identify rising falling process and the noting mind as a person, a being, itself or itself. Then here, the insight which differentiates between the rising process physical phenomenon and the noting mind mental phenomenon. So he removes the idea of me or my, a person or a being, itself or a soul. With the deeper concentration, he comes to realize the process of movement arises and then passes away. The process of movement arises and then the mind notes it rising. Then it stops or passes away. After rising process, then the falling movement arises and the movement falls down. Then he experiences falling movement. Then he notes falling. In this way, rising movement arises and passes away. In the same way, falling process also arises and passes away. In this way, he comes to realize rising movement and falling movement are impermanent in nature. In the same way, he comes to realize when the abdomen rises, then the mind notes it as arising. After the noting mind has perceived the rising process, it also has disappeared. It also passes away. Then the falling movement arises. The movement falls. At that time, he notes falling. Then that the mind that notes the falling is not the same one. It's a new one. In this way, the noting mind also arises and passes away. He comes to realize, then he can judge the mind is also impermanent, anicca. Then here, meditator does not experience rising process, rising process as a permanent. He does not experience a falling process as permanent, because rising process arises and passes away. Falling process arises and passes away. They are impermanent, anicca. So, neither of these process of rising and falling are not everlasting soul, not everlasting Adda. Because a so-called Adda, everlasting Adda, never pass away. This is everlasting. But here, meditator experience rising process and falling process, the noting mind as impermanent, arising and passing away. With the deeper concentration, he comes to realize when he notes rising, there are many broken movements arising and passing away one after another. Some meditator experience three or four movements arising and passing away when he notes rising. In the same way, when he notes a falling, he experiences three or four movements arising and passing away one after another. Then again he comes to realize no movement is permanent. Every movement is impermanent because it arises and passes away. So they are not everlasting soul, Adda. They are not everlasting self, Adda. They are Anadda. Meditator judges Anadda through his own personal experience. And also through his own experience of rising process and falling process in the noting mind, apart from rising process and hot falling process and noting mind, there is nothing. He does not find anything which is an everlasting soul. So he judges there is no everlasting soul apart from rising, falling movement and the noting mind. Because he has realized there's no everlasting soul through his own personal experience of a Dhamma. So for him, there's nothing which transmigrates to another existence. When a person died, it's a physical phenomenon, both mental phenomenon, passes away. Nothing transmigrates to another existence. So he has got rid of Sat-Sastra deity, the wrong view of eternalism. Then there's also another wrong view. that is called Uccheda Ditti. Annihilationism. This Uccheda Ditti is a hold, Uccheda Ditti is held by materialist who believes in materialism only, not a spiritualism or a mentalism. Materialist people hold that in the world the matter only real exists. Apart from matter, there's nothing, mentality or mind. The highest degree of matter is called mind or consciousness or mentality. They hold in this way. These materialists believe an everlasting soul in this existence. That everlasting soul is also materiality, they said. Then when a person dies, this everlasting soul also dies. Then after the death of a living being, there is nothing existence. So every living being has only one life, one existence. There is no other life, next existence. There is no reincarnation. There is no afterlife, they said. When the person has died, the everlasting soul also has died. So nothing exists after the death of a person. This is called Uccheda Ditti. Uccheda Ditti is translated into annihilationism. Annihilationism means total destruction of all the mental and physical phenomena and soul after death. Sometimes in English, this Uccheda Ditti is translated into nihilism. But nihilism is not Uccheda Ditti. Nihilism is the rejection of all religious beliefs and moral beliefs. That is nihilism. According to this materialist people idea, after a living being has died, the everlasting soul, which is, lives together with this person, also has died. So after the person or the living being's death, there's nothing left. All has been totally, completely destroyed. So it's called annihilationism. For a meditator, Vipassana meditator, who has experienced very clearly the arising person away of one movement after another, or one mentality after another, then he has no idea of an everlasting soul, so he also get rid of annihilationism, Uccheda Ditti, because he has no belief in everlasting soul, which dies together with a living being. So a Vipassana meditator who takes meditation serious and tries his best My being mindful of whatever arises in his body and mind, attentively, precisely, he is sure to experience, to realize arising and passing away of mentality and physicality one after another. Then he can judge. There's only what really existed, only the process of mentality and physicality, which arises and passes away one after another. There's no everlasting soul. There's no everlasting self. There's no everlasting spirit. Then he has got rid of the wrong view of atta, soul or self, person or being. Then he has clearly believed in anatta, no atta, no soul, no self, no person, no being, just a natural process of mentality and physicality. According to the teaching of the Buddha, though there is no everlasting soul or self which transmigrates to another existence, but there is another existence because there are many different conditions in the previous existence which produce the result in next existence. So there's another existence, next existence, according to the Buddha's teaching. For example, when he observed the rising movements and falling movement of the abdomen, after the rising movement has passed away, then falling movement arises. That falling movement also passed away. Then after that, rising movement arises. Then it also passes away. Then falling process arises. In this way, after one process has disappeared or passes away, then new process arises. In the same way, when he observes stretching movement of the hand, for example, in daily activity, if he slow down stretching movement and observe it attentively, precisely, labeling as stretching, when his concentration is deep enough on the movement of a stretching of the hand, he comes to realize the movement of stretching, each individual movement arises and passes away. In this way, he comes to experience a series of movements arising, broken movements arising and passing away. Then here he realizes one movement rises, passes away, but it doesn't stop because the previous movement passes away, then new movement arises, and then that second movement also passes away because it's a disappearance. The new movement arises. In this way, passing away and disappearance of the previous one is the cause. Then the arising of a new movement is the effect. In this way, cause and effect do their functions. In this way, in the same way, when a person died, his physical phenomenon has disappeared. Mental phenomenon also disappeared. Consciousness disappeared. Passes away. Physical phenomenon passes away. Because The last consciousness and the last phenomenon, physical phenomenon, has disappeared. There arises another new consciousness. That new consciousness arises because the previous one has disappeared. Disappearance of the previous one is the cause. Arising of the new consciousness is the effect. Then the arising of a new consciousness is called next existence, another life. In this way, causing effect supports the next existence, arising of next existence. In this way, a Vipassana meditator who strives his best, practices meditation strenuously, intensively, realizes the nature of the true nature of mental and physical phenomena, which arises and passes away one after another, can judge there's no everlasting soul, no everlasting self, all are anatta. But because based on cause and effect, or conditionality, there arises a new existence when after the previous existence has disappeared. In this way, he can judge very well. That is why we instruct our meditators to slow down all actions and movement as much as possible so that they can realize or experience one movement after another arising and passing away and can judge. No mentality or physicality is permanent. Every mentality and physicality are impermanent. So there's no everlasting soul, self, atta. No everlasting person or being. In this way, they can get rid of atta deity, Sasata deity, Uchira deity, and Andrabhava deity. Andrabhava deity means immediate existence. May all of you strive your best the practice of Vipassana meditation and realizes the natural process of mentality and physicality arising and passing away one after another, and get rid of three kinds of wrong view: Sasada deity, Uchira deity, and Andrabhava deity, and then the day. The cessation of suffering, Nibbana.
Sathu, Sathu, Sathu.